As we said, we've got Jamie Pratt joining us in the studio. We also have Colleen Moore as they're getting ready to tell us a little bit about a benefit coming up. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for
good
coming morning. In. Jamie, you hit me up a couple days ago from Center Township Trustee's office, and you said you're getting ready to do a fundraiser real soon for a women's shelter. Is that right?
We're actually doing the fundraiser for the Home for the Night individual shelter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, tell us about that.
So right now we're in the fundraising stage where we're trying to get money brought in for our shelters because we're looking for a bigger facility. We have been at max capacity for the last 6 months or so, and we're only able to hold 10 individuals, and we've been holding about 12 individuals every night. And so we need a bigger facility. So we're trying to fundraise for that and try to get something that's more suitable for who we're bringing in.
Well, with the price of property these days and the availability of things, that's probably a bit of a struggle.
It is. And we're grant funded. So if we don't have a whole lot of money, that's why we're looking for fundraising options. So we've already had two fundraising options so far. We've done a shirt fundraiser, which was strictly on Facebook. And then we had a concert on last Friday. And Jared Bolt and the Flying Toasters were there. And we had some, we did well on that so far. So we're hoping the next fundraiser that we have on the 6th will be just as good.
So what is going on the 6th then?
So on the 6th, we're having a dinner fundraiser at 51 West. And it's going to be catered by Angry Donkey. We have music provided by Large Sound, and we're going to have a silent auction, and there's going to be a cash bar.
Wow. Well, that's a full night then.
It is.
So the Home for the Night shelter, we knew that it was going to be probably maximum capacity right away. What about these individuals who get in there and then do what they're supposed to do and move on to a better situation? Do we have that already to where we are moving people in and moving them out?
Yes.
I guess Colleen could tell us too. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning. We do. We've had some wonderful success stories. Not all of them end as wonderfully as that, but we have had some wonderful success stories. Finding housing for some of those individuals has been a challenge. We find people jobs and, you know, they save up some money, but that kind of more affordable housing in this housing market is hard to find. So
real hard, just hard, real hard. Yeah.
Yeah. So finding them someplace to transition into has been a bit of a challenge, but some of the people in Jamie's office have been really helpful with that.
Yeah, as they are. What about, you know, it'd be great if we could find someone to partner with who would be willing to, who already had a good existing property, you know, who's willing to throw in half or something. So
we've been looking at that option. We've talked to a couple property management type people in the area. And so that is an option that we're exploring. If there's some sort of partnership that we can work out to help with some of those transitional needs.
Do you have a goal on the time or the amount of money you're looking for ideally to get jump started with this?
I don't think that we've set like a set goal. We don't have a set location in mind yet. We have looked at a few different places and, you know, but we haven't found like the place yet.
Right.
So right now we're just really trying to raise as much money as we can and do the best with what we have available to us right now.
I guess yesterday is when you would like to have this done. Will you make a decision at some point early next year, or are you going to just wait until you get the amount of money and find that perfect property? You're not putting a time limit on yourself.
There's not a time limit on it. I think it's just as we see the need. We're coming into winter, and so it'll probably be, I mean, we need to see, I guess, what happens if winter will bring in more or less. Last winter, we weren't as full. We started to get full once the weather got nicer, which was an interesting, unexpected.
Right. You think it'd be just the opposite.
We figured it would be the opposite, but once the weather started to warm up is when we saw the flood of people. So I don't know if people were relying on the kindness of other individuals because the weather was cold. And then when the weather changed, you know, people's kindness changed.
Right.
So I'm not sure what will happen this winter. But yeah, we're kind of waiting and seeing.
Well, you want to plan for the worst because, I mean, you know, it is going to get cold and housing is a real issue. That's for sure. What about your new digs you're getting ready to move into? You're getting ready to get a bigger place that's much needed for the Center Township Trustee's office, right?
We are. We're actually moving on Friday. We're
oh,
so excited.
That's exciting. Yeah. All right.
So we're moving. Our office is going to be closed on Friday so we can move into there. So we're hoping to be up and running and everything by next Monday.
Wow.
And our family shelter that's going to be downstairs, we have some construction that needs done, and they're not going to be able to start until the second week of October. So we're hoping that that'll be completed and set up by the mid-November, hopefully before we get into the really cold weather. So that's our goal.
Mm-hmm.
My goal was November 1st, but it's kind of been pushed back. So we're hoping mid-November to open the family shelter.
Okay. Well, that's going to be exciting too, mm-hmm. though. And boy, the timing can be right on that too, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. With winter coming up. So tell us one more time about the fundraiser coming up, Colleen. Then we've pretty much reached maximum capacity with our home for the night. And we're doing a fundraiser now to try to get some money for a larger facility. 51 West, when is that and what's going on again?
51 West, October 6th at 6 p.m. It's a benefit dinner. Angry Donkey is doing the food. We have a wonderful menu, I think, planned, very kind of fall menu put together. Jay Large with Large Sound will be there doing some music. We have some great stuff for a silent auction. There'll be a cash bar. Tickets can be purchased online. You can buy individual tickets or you can sponsor a table. So we're just really hoping that people will come out and have a good time and we'll raise some money.
What is your role, Colleen, in the home for the night?
I'm board president.
Oh, okay. I knew you was on the board. I want to give you a chance to say that. I wasn't for sure the president, though. Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much to both of you for everything you do for the community. And best of luck. Maybe give us a call before or right after and let us know how it went. All right?
We'll do. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate you coming in this morning.